Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's hump day, and let's get down to business. We've got Winterland tickets to give away. The tickets are selling fast, and you've got a chance to win a pair right now. Take the word holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, to our contest line. Text holiday to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, and John Kay. The word is holiday. Text that to 20357, and you can join us December 4th at the Masonic. This hour's code word is holiday. Don't forget, you can go buy these tickets. A few pairs left. But you could win them. We have three chances a day. Mason's got you at 12:05, and Jane's got you at 5:05.
I'm excited to go out.
Oh, my God, I know.
Have a night. It's going to be fun.
At the Masonic, too. God, it's going to be like old times. I love it.
I don't think I've ever been out with Bob.
Oh.
You're in for a treat.
You know what I mean? Like, to be partying and hanging and,
yeah.
I mean, I don't drink, but I'll still go crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God. He goes so nuts. He has like two sodas and it was bouncing
off
the walls. Yeah. It's going to be really fun. Be a good time. Oh, and we'll introduce Bob on stage for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be so fun. Erminger. It's going to be great.
Nothing makes her nervous though. So that'll be interesting.
Actually, she should just go out and say hi by herself.
The mic. Take care of it.
Go ahead. Just introduce the band. We'll be over here cheering you on. Yay, Bob! Hey, it's me, Bob. I don't even care.
I was born for this stage. How you doing?
Yeah. Let's begin with Billboard. Surprise, everyone. Taylor still rules. However, there are a couple of songs that have snuck back into the top 10. I can't believe it. How is she not? So she's 12 of the top 14 songs. And two songs that are hanging in there have made it back up into the, at least into the top five. So Fate of Ophelia remains at number one. Opalite remains at number two. Those are two songs off the new Taylor Swift record. In third place is Golden.
That
Demon
thing will
Hunters.
Not go away. Yeah, I heard they just signed some big deal for toys and games.
Yeah.
Oh, you
saw
that too?
Yeah. That's going to be huge.
Well, that's number next level.
Yes.
You know, that's a Moolah. Whole nother money stream. Good for them.
Yeah. And there are real people singing those songs, but I'm sure that they don't get like money based on the characters, do they?
I don't know how this works because they have the names of the real singers
on the song.
But this is a an animated movie
right?
from Netflix that we're talking about. I don't know I just know my kids love it.
Golden is at number three.
Mm-hmm.
Last week it was number 13.
Because
12 songs ahead of it. This week it's back up at number three. In fourth place, and the only other song that isn't a Taylor Swift song in the top 10 is Alex Warren, Ordinary.
Mm.
I'm not sure if you guys know this, but he might be the star of Alice in Winterland. And by might be, he is the star of Alice in Winterland. That's what I'm trying to say. And one of two songs that managed to elbow his way into the top 10, into the top five. So at number four, number 14 last week, popped up into fourth place. And then it's Elizabeth Taylor, Father Figure, Wishlist, Wood, Life of a Showgirl, Actually Romantic. The list goes on and on. And she's all the songs through number 14, except for those two spots that got removed. And then after that, at 15 is Daisies. That's the Justin Bieber song we like so much.
Oh, God, I love that so much. You know what? I was listening to it when we played it. I guess it was yesterday, but I thought, you know who this kind of sounds like? It very much sounds like Jack Johnson to me. When you listen to it again, there's the guitar part's very busy. So obviously, you know, he got someone to, or maybe he's good enough to do that. But there's a guitar part that's working underneath him. But the vocal is all just chill Jack Johnson.
Hmm. That's funny.
To me.
Okay. This is still on the Taylor tip here. AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
He took an old Backstreet Boys song and sang the Taylor Swift lyrics over the top of it for Elizabeth Taylor.
No, he just made a remix of the two, but he put it up with
Saying this is like him, a mashup.
Yeah, and he was jamming to it. It's real
can
short.
Can I ask you which and it's the Backstreet's back? Right.
No, and I have to listen to it real quick.
Okay, let's listen to it. That's all we get of it, but it's everybody. Backstreet's back. So it's a Backstreet Boys song, and then he mixed it up with Elizabeth Taylor. Can you play that for us again?
Yeah.
So apparently this is a whole, the whole song is out there somewhere.
Is it? Him throwing shade at her like you stole our song?
No.
Or he's just a really good mashup guy.
He just loves Taylor.
He loves it. He actually captioned the Instagram post with just that little chunk. Come on now, you know one of us had to at Taylor Swift, and she joined the comments to excitedly reply, "Oh hi, AJ, oh my God." Now, of course, the pressure is on. They're saying, you guys need to actually put that song out. She needs to come and record it, and it needs to be a Backstreet Boys, Taylor Swift collab.
Who's saying that?
The Backstreet Boys, no doubt.
Everybody.
I was just going to say, it's so funny. Like that, if something gets a groundswell online, it's enough. You have to.
Yeah.
They should both say, no, we don't.
Oh, no. AJ definitely wants to. She can say, oh, we don't have to, all she wants.
He just did. What do you mean? He already did it. Like, it's done. He made the song.
Yeah, but now he's not saying.
The people are saying.
He is saying.
They
are saying that they need to do the whole song and she needs to come in and do a.
She doesn't need to go in the studio for that. He can use the tracks.
What do you have against her doing some of the Backstreet Boys?
Here? Why are you arguing this?
I just think
this?
We should be realistic with our hopes.
She's very busy. It is true. I mean, she does have a wedding to plan. So
She can authorize a remix, though. She did that she's done that before, where she picks people in different genres.
And says, go ahead.
Yeah.
You can have the rights to this.
Exactly. Like, what album was that? I forget, but
well,
she did one with Illenium, who's like a big EDM. She did the song Willow.
Oh.
Is that from Midnights?
I don't know what album that's on, but
I can't believe I'm blanking, but yeah.
I can't believe you are either.
She did like seven or eight different remixes of it with where she gave the tracks to different artists and they got to do their spin on it.
Oh.
She should do that with this one. That would be great.
She should. Why not? I'm sure the Backstreet Boys would love it.
She's not getting the studio with the Backstreet Boys, though. Everyone knows
Why?
She's an NSYNC girl.
Oh, everyone knows that?
I'm surprised she even commented on this.
Huh.
Well, I know
I didn't
it.
Know that. Yeah, it's news
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she had, like, brand loyalties.
I know
Way
that.
Way back in the day, Ellen surprised her. Do you remember Ellen?
Uh-huh. I do.
Ellen surprised her with Justin Timberlake on the show, and she freaked out.
Oh. He's like my age, right? Is he like... Or... Your age. Is he like 50? How old is Justin Timberlake?
Oh, you think he's Britney Spears' age?
Oh, that's right.
Like 40
right, so he's 40-something. God, he just seems old to me, I guess.
I saw a clip, and it can't be true because you would have already talked about it because you know these things to be true or false. You know them all. Don't lie. Apparently, Justin Timberlake and his wife,
Jessica Biel,
are like on the verge of
Yes.
Oh, you've heard this?
I feel like we've even reported some of this stuff. Like, he's been in the... with her for a while.
Right, but they're now at the point where they're just not together, but haven't gone through with it.
They have two kids?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's only 44.
Oh, only.
He's holding Jessica Biel back. I think she has yet to hit her peak. And if she leaves Justin Timberlake, she could date another insanely famous but on the rise.
Oh, I was thinking she could pick out a Backstreet Boy to date. That wouldn't be the ultimate slam.
She's just gonna send her future off as a revenge move against him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, who's the blonde guy in the Backstreet Boys? I like that guy.
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
Nick?
Lance? Isn't he gay?
No, Nick has a lot of allegations.
Oh, he does too?
You don't want to be associated with him.
That's too
bad. Bummer. Can you name the first country music video ever played on MTV?
Ask that again.
Let me explain this to Bob. Bob, do you know what MTV is? You heard of MTV before?
I didn't mean it like that.
I have a couple guesses.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Oh, well, how do you know?
Because I know.
What's the question again? We didn't hear it.
Can you name the first country music video ever played
country
on...
country music video? No, yeah. I can't name that.
See? We didn't even hear it. Okay.
You guys are very bad listeners. Can you name the first country music video ever played on MTV?
Elvira. In a decade?
Yeah, the 80s.
Elvira.
It's not Elvira.
I don't know any country songs from the 80s.
So
Rope in the Wind.
No. I feel like this is controversial. So MTV launched in 1981, the olden days, August 1st, 1981. It took 5 years before a country music video finally got a spot. And they're saying that it was, some people are fighting this, and they say it was Juice Newton's 1981 hit Angel of the Morning, which to me.
That was a pop song. She was country, but she was also pop.
Juice Newton's not country.
Yeah, I've never thought of her as
that's
being
a no.
country. Well, then it was 5 years later. It was Dwight Yoakam's Honky Tonk Man.
Okay.
In 1986. I don't even know that song.
I love him, but I would have guessed it was Garth Brooks because he was so huge that there would have been crossover. Or I would have guessed that it's
maybe they were like, oh, Garth isn't good looking enough to be in a video.
Shania Twain.
Oh.
Now there's a
I feel
real
like she was a little later than that.
She's a lot later, but I'm still saying, like, you know, that's someone who crossed into MTV in a big way.
Yeah.
And that's because she's absolutely stunning and had a pop crossover.
Still is. She had a bunch of surgeries. I saw her. She looks like herself again now because those things do, you know, the swelling goes down or whatever. But she got this last album, and maybe 2 years ago she put out this video. I'm like, who's that? And then someone at the end said, oh, Shania Twain. I'm like, oh. Because I'm judgy like that. So they're saying, these people are saying Angel of the Morning. But then the argument is that it's Dwight Yoakam's, which wasn't Dwight Yoakam in Sling Blade?
Yes, he was.
He is great in that movie.
He's great. He's a great artist.
I love him. Yeah. And I also know that he dated for 1 second Madonna, and she was like, that guy is disgusting.
Oh.
And I thought,
in
what
way?
I don't know. But I never got to I never went looking for it, but I just to hear Madonna, who has been with, you know, she's dated some people.
Yeah.
To hear her have that kind of response.
Well, maybe
he
wanted to do like really nasty stuff to her. There are dudes who are into some stuff.
Or maybe he doesn't like showering. I don't know.
That could be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought, wow, Madonna. Comes out and just crushes you.
Well, maybe he hurt her, and so she decided, I'm going to hurt him right back.
I don't know.
Mm. Oh, somebody, the internet is telling me that she did not say that, that this is a rumor.
Yeah,
an untrue rumor.
I choose to believe it. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Margaritas for everybody after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 6 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning. We'll be here. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is the original, The Black Phone.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Billy Idol Alice Lounge.
Ooh!
It's big.
Yeah, it is.
Every day this week, listen at 6:05 p.m. for Jane to share the code word. Then head to RadioAlice.com to enter that code word for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Billy Idol and Steve Stevens, his longtime guitar player.
Incredible.
In the Alice Lounge on October 29th at a secret location right here in downtown San Francisco.
Only a few people get to go.
It's right up the street.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be so fun.
I know. It's very exciting.
It is. You're right.
It's a swanky place, too. Oh, my God.
I'm going to begin this first story with a quick question for Bob.
Oh.
Bob, the newest member of the show here,
Bob,
is engaged to be married to a wonderful man named Sue. Mm-hmm. Bob, when you and Sue got together, was there a traditional first date?
No.
Oh.
Actually, our first date was an accident. We were on a bike ride with a third friend. Like, it was me and
Maddie, what?
Susan and our friend Brianna.
Oh.
And we went on this thing called the Slow Roll. It's like a gigantic group bicycle ride that happens in Detroit. Like 10,000 people the first Monday of every month in the summer
the
go on a bike ride together. Yes, very slow. Lots of music, vibes. And we ditched her. And then we went out to eat at the Checker Bar.
Okay.
And well, that's a nice time.
What was then that got me to the point where I needed, which is, do you remember your first drink on your first date with Susan?
Like what drink I got?
Yeah. What did you order? What's your go-to? I'm on a date. I don't want to get too ripped, but I don't want to, you know, not get I don't want to loosen up. I need to loosen up.
Were you even of legal drinking
age?
I
was 21.
Oh,
so
you were.
Okay. I either got a tequila shot or a Bud Light.
Okay.
Oh.
There it is. A list of go-to drink options for a first date is topped by margaritas. Mm-hmm. But shots come in second place.
Oh, let's do a shot. Let's commemorate this.
Alcohol on a first date might be a no for some people. You're trying to really gauge. But on the other hand, I think, you know, you're nervous and you're hopeful. And so people do what they do. According to a new survey from Tinder, 57% of people say they have at least one drink on a first date. And the report is margarita is the number one drink. A shot is next, a glass of wine, a martini,
oh boy,
a mimosa, a pina colada.
Those are so heavy.
I guess they must be saying here that a beer doesn't
count? Yeah.
Except a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Is up there.
Ordering a pina colada as your first drink on your first date is crazy.
Yeah, I agree. A daiquiri.
Getting out a blunder.
Spirit like scotch on the rocks, a whiskey sour, old fashioned. Beer's not even on there.
They must mean it. like a spirit.
But I know, but a wine is not a spirit.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is, but it isn't. I think wine and beer is being in one category and all the liquors in the other.
Did you get this story from a gluten-free website?
Oh, ooh.
No, this is from Tinder.
Wine is not a spirit. It is a fermented alcohol beverage, whereas spirits are distilled alcohol beverages.
Distilled.
And they do say here that...
They added it. They put it in there, so spirit or not is not the... Yeah.
They didn't include sparkling water or soda, so this was just...
This were alcoholic beverages.
Adult beverages. Margarita's number one. I think that's a good...
Rocks and salt.
Sturdy call.
I love a margarita.
This just in. If you are too exhausted to deal with us Halloween nonsense, you're a grown up, you've passed it by, it's done. Can we please, for the love of God, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a grown up.
What are you, just reading my mind?
Now you can look like you want without leaving the couch.
Oh. I died there?
No, there's a new AI app that will create fake photos of you in costume. So there's filters.
This is perfect.
With other people partying around you so that you can, you know, post something without ever leaving your couch.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for lonely people who don't have anyone to hang with on except for the other invitations that they got, but they're too lazy to drive.
I'll just be home alone with the dog.
Well,
and the
don't
AI.
Say that out loud. Just use the AI. Yeah.
Or get into his DMs.
Yeah, somebody slide in.
Yeah, slide in there.
Only if you want rejection.
I know. Only if you fit a very specific set of skills.
I'm not that picky.
Wow. No, first, know thyself.
The show just peaked. Did you hear that?
I did.
Peaking at 9:39 in the morning.
Feels a little late. But...
You really got to save that for the, 7:30 to 8:30 hour there, buddy.
Well, that really took forever today. Finally peak.
The zipper.
Oh, what about the zipper?
I like them.
The zipper.
Yes.
Is getting its first major upgrade in 100 years. Let me begin with... Do you recognize these three letters?
YYZ?
It's YKK.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. YYZ is a song Rush by Rush. Nice try.
Oh, my God. Oh, Michael, my God. I did not mean to make a classic rock reference. Oh, my God. YKK.
YKK. I actually, as I was reading the story, pulled the little rope pull off my zipper and went, yep, this is a YKK. Most zippers are YKK. This company, the YKK company, not the YYZ.
That's too bad. They named it wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
If YKK's name doesn't ring a bell, and for me it did, check the pull tab on your jackets or pants. You've probably been wearing their work. In 2023... This is one of those like little known realities. YKK is in 2023 alone had $6 billion in revenue.
Yeah, this is why you got to have something that people need over and over. Like people who make clothes buy a zillion. I have probably 150 zippers at my house in a drawer, all different colors, all different lengths. So when I need a zipper, I reach in there. And you know who makes those zippers?
YKK. YYZ. No. Founded in Japan in 1934, the company makes zippers for everyone. You've worn them.
Bucks.
Everyone from Patagonia, which I have on now, Prada, like high-end designer brands. They say this dominance comes from their self-sufficiency. They design their own molds. They spin their own thread. But they have just reinvented the zipper. That's okay. The story.
Let's hear it.
They're removing the tape that holds the zipper.
How?
I don't know.
How will I sew it in?
But that is the story, though, that they have finally looked at something. The zipper is getting its first major upgrade in 100 years. They say that clothing now is so flexible and so light that this tape that your zipper is on has become a problem. Like they can't get the zipper in without it becoming this clunky thing.
Right. It is like a little, border.
I'm going to show you a picture. I don't know how they sew it in, but this is what a zipper without the tape looks like.
I wonder if they use a really strong adhesive.
You know what I think they do is that they must have a machine that's designed to just, they must be linked. There must be something in between each of the teeth on the zipper. And then they just do a loop of thread in between each. It's the only thing I can think of because it needs, they're attached to the tape. So however they sew it onto the tape, they're just going to do that right onto.
You'll notice.
That's incredible.
And these are coming. You'll notice the zipper has changed. They're calling them airy string zippers. They look ordinary at first glance, but there is not that tape piece that every single zipper currently uses. And is sewn into your products. But all the new clothing is so light, so sleek, and so flexible that the tape has become an issue. It's a clunky, you know, visible thing. So new zippers, everybody. YKK.
That's so crazy.
Has reinvented after 100 years of success. In 23, they did $6 billion in revenue.
Yeah. Oof. The richest people in the world are like the people who make, you know, the caps for toothpaste or the or
whatever
boxes or zippers.
That's why this caught me.
It's incredible.
And I didn't know that we'd get that little YYZ nugget. I mean, who knew?
Well, I hope they keep making the old style ones because there's no way to, you know, put that between two layers of fabric.
I don't know. But, well, I'm sure they will. But this is coming. Get ready. I hear gaming.
It is game time.
All right, let's play. You guys can choose. I'll let Maddie choose today. How old is that guy, or when did that happen? All right. Let's begin with the Beach Boys hit the charts with Good Vibrations. Took 6 months to record. It was the most expensive song ever produced at that time. It cost about $50,000 to produce it. The Beach Boys hit the charts with Good Vibrations. Maddie?
1966.
66. What do you think? Bob?
69.
69, you little minx.
I feel like it's one of their later songs to me, and I wasn't an early adopter. I thought they were posers, but then I learned that their music is pretty freaking important to. Yeah. But I'm going to say 70.
The answer is exactly 66.
Uh-huh.
That's 2 points for Maddie. 1966. Taylor Swift releases her Red album. And Bob, you do have to go first. I did not intend this, but it is your turn to go first. What year did Taylor Swift release her Red album?
2013.
I also will say 2013.
You can't say that. You have to pick a different year.
Why? What if it's right?
Say 2012.
2012.
2014.
It is exactly 2012.
Yeah!
That's 2 points for Vinny. Did you do that on purpose?
Thanks, Bob.
Chester Carlson printed the very first photocopy on his strange invention, the Xerox photocopier. When did that happen? Nobody had any interest in it. He tried to sell it to IBM, RCA, and Kodak. And they said, well, who needs something that makes copies of things? He started manufacturing the device himself and made an estimated $100 million. And this was many years ago. Chester Carlson prints the very first photocopy on his strange invention. And Vinny, you are first. When did that
1973.
Maddie?
1958. 69.
The correct answer is 1938. And that is a point for Maddie. I know, crazy,
wow,
right? The name Xerox comes from xerography. Xerography.
What?
Meaning dry writing. Things mean things.
well said.
Thank you. Lance Armstrong was stripped of all seven of his Tour de France titles. When did Lance get stripped of his Tour de France titles? And Maddie, you're first.
You say that weird.
2010.
2010. What do you think, Bob?
08.
08. What do you think, Ben?
2011.
The actual answer is 2012. And that's another point for Vinny. Vinny is currently in the lead. No, what? I'm sorry. Maddie and Vinny are tied. Yeah. Bob, big zilch.
Don't say what.
Sexually.
No!
This might be the last one. Actually, it will be the last one.
All right.
No, it won't. I guess Bob could get these points. The U.S. national debt hit $1 trillion. What year did that happen? It's currently at $38 trillion. Just so that's 38 followed by 12 zeros. That's the national debt. What year did it first hit $1 trillion? And I think Bob is first on this.
2014?
2014. All right. What do you think, Ben?
2005.
Oh, 2004.
It is 1981. The U.S. national debt hit $1 trillion 44 years ago. So that is a point for Maddie. And Maddie is on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Maddie's on the show. There's Maddie. He's on the show. There's Maddie.
How quickly he can get his own theme song.
Yeah, he seems like, to have boom, that right button there. Right there.
It's right
she
there.
She asked for some sad music, and boy, do you get a lot of dead air.
A lot of crying.
Lots of it.
See you guys. Keep it here on Alice. Oh, by the way, thanks for all the response on the bad advice. That is so fun. I would like to do that on the regular. So if you've got a problem that we could help solve, please send an email to badadvice973@gmail.com.
Your happy helpers are here for, we're checking in, right. We're clocking in.
What was it, unqualified counsel or something?
Unqualified counsel, yeah. And then the, something for.
Four dumb people given their, anyway, we had a good time with that. Don't forget to keep it on Alice all day because Mason and Jane both have more tickets for Winterland, and Jane has your chance at 6:05 to win our intimate secret Billy Idol show tickets. And we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.